Parashat Shmotim, it's a parasha after Matan Torah, and begins to introduce us to the halachas that we know of, the halachas ben Adam lechaveri, halachas between man and man. There's many mesechtas that have the source in this parasha, whether it's dinim of shomrim, of guardians, with the halachas of Shavas Avela, giving back things, halachas of avodim. There's a huge amount of halacha in the sixth parasha, unproportional to the other parashas in the Torah. However, what's very striking is, and saying if one thinks about it, it's actually very, very clear that that is the case, that the Torah actually has, the Torah Shebichsav, has a very different way and a very different order to the way it places the halachas to the way we have our halachas stated for us. In other words, we have today, well, if you look for halacha, you look in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, you look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch begins, Orech Chaim, Yoredeya, Evan Ezer, Chesha Mishpot. It starts off the halachas of Hilchus Krishma, Hilchus Tzitzis, Hilchus Tfilin, Hilchus Shabbos, Hilchus Yontov. It goes on to Shulchan Aruch, it goes to Orech Chaim, Yoredeya. Yoredeya is a halachas of ribbis and Issa Veheta and all these various different halachas. Evan Ezer, halachas of marriage, divorce, etc. And the Chesha Mishpot, which is halachas ben Adam lechaveri, monetary laws, comes right to the end of the Chesha Mishpot, right at the end of the Shulchan Aruch. When we have the halachas in the Torah, as soon as the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, he gave us a few halachas of Hilchos Shabbos, granted. Okay? But the halachas of Tzitzis and Tefillin and Kashrus and Yom Tov and all these halachas, that the intricate halachas of how to run one's life, does not become at the end, it comes at the beginning. The Chesha Mishpot does not come at the, does not become at the beginning, it comes towards the end. What do we have at the beginning? Right after it's given, we have straight away the Hilchos of Chesha Mishpot, where the halachas ben Adam lechaveri. And then later on in the Torah, we have the other halachas of Krishma, of Tzitzis, of Tfin. Why is it that Torah Shebichsav begins with Chesha Mishpot and then goes into other halachas, and the Shulchan Aruch begins with Orech Chaim and only ends off with the halachas of Adam Chaveh? Why is there opposite way of ordering the Torah according to the Torah Shebichsav and what we know as the Shulchan Aruch? So asks Rabbi Yol Nisatma. And he says something, a very, very beautiful teretz. Shema say over again. The kasher is, if you look in the Torah Shebichsav begins the halachas of the halachas from Adam Lechaveir, Hilchus Chesha Mishpot. And then as the Torah develops, it goes through the halachas of Krishma, Tzitzis, Tfilin, Shabbos, Yontov, Kashrus, etc. In the Shulchan Aruch, the first halachas we deal with are all the other halachas, and at the end, we have Chesha Mishpot. Why is there two different ways of ordering the halachas that we know it? So the only Sama answers like this, and he says, and it's actually it's mavua in the Balaturim, unbelievable Balaturim. He says the ela ham mishpatim is a noitzrikun. You know what noitzrikun is? Noitzrikun is an abbreviation, and noitzrikun is ham mishpatim is hadayin. The word hamishpatim, hadayin mitzuva sheyase pshora terem yase mishpat. Hamishpatim is that whenever it's halachah shulchan aruch, that it's halachah shulchan aruch in siman yud beis sif beis and choshe mishpat, that when you come to a din Torah with two people, come to din Torah, the dayanim immediately ask, do you want din or do you want pshora? Let's try and work this out with pshara, with compromise. Let's not go and work through the halachas in din. Who's chayiv and who's potter? Let's try and come to some kind of amicable agreement that's going to make a pshara. The Eila Hamishpotim, the first words of Hamishpotim, is the Om Lechaveroi, means try and make compromise. Try and do things in a way that is not going to cause a person to reach levels of fighting one with the other. Let's make compromise. So he says that compromise only exists ben Adam lechaveri. Compromise only exists ben Adam lechaveri. In other words, when it comes between man and man, then it makes sense to have compromise. But when it comes ben Adam lamakim, between me and Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no place for compromise. It doesn't make sense. You can't compromise. Very shalom. I'll daven 3 times a week. You want me to daven every day? Shachs and Chamarav. I'll daven 3 times a week when it's Kriya Satoyah. That's it. There's no compromise. You can't keep Shabbos keeping 38 or 39 melachos. That's not what you do. There's no compromise. But Adam lachaveira is compromise if both sides want that. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch begins with the halachas of Ben Adam Lamakim. And the halachas Ben Adam Lamakim are not with compromise. Krishma has no compromise. Shmona Esrei has no compromise. Kashrus should have no compromise. Yeah? The halachas of marriage should have no compromise. You know, the halachas of marriage, the purity of marriage, Hilchas Nida, all these dinim have no compromise whatsoever. There's no compromise b'chlal. Once a person has learnt the halachas of Urchaim, Yerdeya, Evan Ezer, and he's learnt there's no compromise, then we can start learning Hilchas Chesh Mishpat that talks about compromise. But if you start learning the Torah that compromise is something that is correct, and something that is suggested, and something that is recommended, then a person will start learning all the rest of the Shulchan Aruch as a compromise. Just like Chesh Mishpat is a compromise, Urchaim is also a compromise, and a person will not lead their life the way they should. And therefore the Torah says no. Keep Chesh Mishpat right for the end. Learn all the halachas to be elechid without any compromise. At the end, we have Chesh Mishpat, which is a compromise. And that's why only at the end of the Shulchan Aruch do we have a Chesh Mishpat that deals with compromise. So that makes sense within the Shulchan Aruch, why it begins with everything else and ends with Chesh Mishpat. But obviously, if that's the case, the question is, why the Torah do the opposite? If that makes sense, and it does make sense, why did the Torah begin all the halachas that we know straight after Matan Torah with Ve'ele HaMishpatim? These are the halachas, and we start dealing here with Ben Adam LeChaveroi, if it could make perfect sense to start with Ben Adam LeMokim first, to show there's no dinim of compromise. So my Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaplan wants to say as follows, and he bases it on a Batanura in the beginning of Masechtas Avos. The Batanura asks, why is it that Masechtas Avos begins like no other Masechta? Moshe kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe received Torah Misinai and gave it to Yeshua, etc. Why doesn't Brachos begin with that? Why doesn't Shabbos? Why Dafka Masechtas Avos begins with Moshe kibel Torah Misinai? If it's so important to know, bring it much earlier on in the Mishnayos. Why wait until Avos, which is halfway through in the Zikim, to start talking about Moshe kibel Torah Misinai? So he says, Batanura says, that to know that Hilchus Shabbos come from Sinai is not such a chiddush. There's a lot of chiddushim in Hilchus Shabbos, Hilchus Erevin, Hilchus Yibum, the halachas of Korbanos. That makes sense. It comes from Sinai. Masechtas Avos is not halachas. Masechtas Avos is midos. Masechtas Avos is musa. Masechtas Avos is hashkafa. And every nation in the world has their own way of interpreting what's called moral and immoral. And therefore, when you look through Masechtas Avos and you see the various different pieces of advice that Shmaya gives, or Naftalian gives, or Hill gives, or Shammai gives, you think it's their own personal understanding, their own personal way of interpreting life. It says, the Mishnayos note, Moshe kibel Torah Misinai, that everything that is brought down Masechtas Avos is not a personal view, a personal impression of how one should run one's life. This also comes from Sinai. The way of treating a human being, the derech eretz, a person's body supposed to give to another human being, that is a mesorah from Sinai, like every other part of the Torah comes from Sinai. So Moshe kibel Torah Misinai applies to Hilchus Masechtas Avos as well. Says Reb Chaim, if that's the case, we can answer the same thing over here. Why does the Torah begin with Hilchus Chesha Mishpat? Why do we deal with Hilchus Ben Adam LeChaveiro? Every nation in the world, to an extent, has halachas of civil law, of how the society should remain and exist and coexist, by making sure that theft is forbidden, that murder is forbidden, that incest is forbidden. Otherwise, society would break down. Every society has rules that are Ben Adam LeChaveiro, that are civil law. And if it didn't have that, there'd be nothing left of the society. Therefore, the Torah says, I am going to teach you now the halachas of an Adam lechaveroi immediately after Sinai. To teach you that what you think is just a bunch of civil law that can be to an extent perhaps duplicated in every other society in the world, it's not pshat that this is a bunch of laws that is logical, that are logical, or that is based on what human beings would think is the correct thing to do. It is based on Torah given from Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seichel is involved in Ben Adam Lechaveroi as well. And therefore, as soon as I can connect the halachas Ben Adam Lechaveroi to Sinai, I will. Ve'ele ha-mishpotim, vav mois ve'inirishim, just like the halachas came from Sinai, all the mishpotim came from Sinai as well. Which means that don't think it's your own logic. Don't think if it makes sense, that is why it's brought down over here, the halachas of Avodin, the halachas of Shemira. It makes sense, it's logic, and the Torah just brings down logic. No. It's Moshe, Kibel, Torah, Misinai, applies to Ben Adam Lechaveira as well. All the halachas are here, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his incredible wisdom, that we cannot possibly fathom, tells us that this is a case. Some of them we will understand, some of them we won't understand. But this is from Sinai. And therefore the Torah Shebichsav began immediately with Hilchos Chayshe Mishpot to as best we can connect it with the idea of all these halachas coming straight from Sinai, which is basically the Chochmas Elokim rather than what we would call logic today. So the Shulchan Aruch begins with everything else and ends off with Chayshe Mishpot in order to make sure they don't compromise anything until Chayshe Mishpot. The Torah Shebichsav brings in Chayshe Mishpat immediately to connect as early as we can to Sinai to tell us, don't use your own logic. You know, Robin Hood. Sometimes, it's you know, stealing is forbidden, but to steal from the rich to give to the poor, what's wrong with that? No, there's no such thing. Logically, even if you say logically is correct, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he doesn't want that. And therefore, as early as we can, we connect Chayshe Mishpat, which is dealing with Adam Lechaveroi to Sinai. I'll give it a couple of examples. The story of the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes, Alter Ger Rebbe, had a pair of tefillin that he inherited from Rav Moshe Lein Misasov. And this pair of tefillin he wore every day, and he treasured them. It was his most treasured item that he had. Rav Moshe Lein Misasov, you can imagine what kavanas he had when he put on this tefillin, and the Imre Emes, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, wore this tefillin every day. One day he gets a knock at the door, and there is a penniless boy, a Yosem, standing by the door. The Rebbe calls him in, he sits down, and the boy is a young teenager, and he bursts into tears and says, Rebbe, every single day I have to borrow a pair of tefillin. I don't have my own pair of tefillin. I never got one for my bar mitzvah, so nobody bought me a pair. So every day I've got to go to one friend that borrows tefillin and just the straps, the next day finding somebody else. Every day I've got to borrow tefillin. And it's very hard for me. It's very hard for me, it's very uncomfortable for me. Some people want to lend me, some people don't. You know, what am I supposed to do? So without hesitating, the Rebbe went to his cupboard and took out the pair of tefillin that he got from Moshe Lein Misasov and gave it to him as a gift. He said, here you have your tefillin. Use them, Gesundheit. The boy didn't even know how special his tefillin are. He said, here, Gesundheit, here your tefillin. You have nothing else to worry about. After a few days, the family knew what was going on. They heard about what happened. And they went in to the inner Imre Emes and said, Tati, what's going on over here? The boy needed a pair of tefillin. Fine. So take money and give him money to buy a pair of tefillin. Why do you have to give Rav Moshe Lein Misasov's tefillin? He doesn't make a difference. All he needs is, he didn't ask you for those tefillin. Ask for a pair of tefillin. Buy him a pair of tefillin. You keep your own tefillin. So the Ger Rebbe says that there's a possible Torah that says, Mimivcha nidreichem asher tidroich. You've got to give the best of your nedarim. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, Hanoida tzorich lahavi es hamyuchad sheba edri. A person who makes a neda, he's got to give the very best of his eda. In other words, he says, when it comes to hilchos tzedakah, you don't look how I can get away with giving hilchos tzedakah. You got to look at the best way of fulfilling that mitzvah. So, how often does a person ask me for a pair of tefillin? It's very rare. So now I have an opportunity to give him the very best pair of tefillin. So I went to my cupboard and gave away the tefillin of Rabbi Shaul Lein Misasov. Become a posuk in the Torah. Who can be happier than become a posuk in the Torah? 1 second. It's a pair of tefillin which is absolutely unique. It's a mitzvah of tzedakah which is very ununique. So give him tzedakah and keep the pair of tefillin. Logically doesn't make sense. Correct. But the Torah is not about logic. The Torah is about following Ratzon Hashem. And if Torah came from Sinai and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't think about what you think is correct, think about what I tell you to do, then the Ger Rebbe will give away his most beautiful pair of tefillin to this boy who may not even value them to that extent, because that is Ratzon Hashem. That is where you have a conflict between logic and Ratzon Hashem. That is what pulls through. I'll give you another example. Later on in the parasha, there's a halacha of giving back in Mashkan. The pasuk talks about in Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Chof Dalet, if you lend money to somebody, you're talking about an Oshir and an Oni, a wealthy man and a poor person, and the wealthy man takes a collateral, he takes a Mashkan from the Oni as a security against a payment. So the pasuk says, each time when the time comes that the Oni will need that particular collateral back, let's say he borrowed his pyjamas, he gave up his pyjamas as a collateral. At night, when he needs his pyjamas back, the halacha is that you have to give him back his pyjamas. And the next day, the Oni brings back his pyjamas, and then that evening he gives it back. Right, the pasuk says, Kihi kesusa levado, because that is his clothing. He simlosa loiro. Yeah, those are his clothing. That's his chaluk. That's what he wears. Bamei yishka, what will he sleep on? He was talking about giving his cushion or his cover. Yeah, if you don't give it back to him, bamei yishka, what will he possibly sleep with? For hoyo ki yitzak elai, and it will be that he'll cry out to me. Ushmati, and I will hear ki chanun oni, because I am a chanun. I have rachmanas. Okay, so there's Sri De'esh, Rev Weinberg, Zeichas Tzadik Livracha. He says this pasuk is very, very unique. It's very rare that within the same pasuk you have words of encouragement and a threat. Now, carrot and a stick in the same pasuk. He has someone in the same parasha, not in the same pasuk. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to you, give it back. Give it back. This guy has given away to you his cushion, and his covers, you know, as a mashkin. And now, he's come back to ask for it to you at night. If you don't give it back to him, what will he sleep with? Look at this poor guy. And think about it. What will this guy sleep with? Right? So have rachmanus. V'hoyo ki yitzak elai. And it will be, if you don't give it back and he starts crying out to me, v'shamati, I will listen to his complaints kecholon oni, because I have rachmanus. You're talking about, you're appealing to my rachmanus, and then you're threatening me in the same posuk. What's the idea behind this? Yeah? You don't find this anywhere else. We have in the same posuk appealing to me, no, please do the right thing, and if not, I'm going to listen. You don't find it anywhere else. Can you think anywhere else that says that? I don't. Right? Secondly, what is the point? Think about it. What is the point of this mashkin? If every time this Oni gets back what he needs when he needs it, what kind of security is it that this guy will get back his money? If it's a real pain and the Oni really needs it, and the way to make sure he pays back the mashkin, pays back the money, is to keep the mashkin, and that will force him to pay back, it makes sense to take the mashkin in the first place. But if every time he needs it, you know, he's a cab driver, okay? He's a cab driver. So every night, he parks his cab outside my house and gives me the keys. The next morning, on the way to work, he goes past, fetches the keys for me and drives the cab the whole day and brings it back the keys. What's the point? What kind of mashkin is that? He doesn't need it now. Every time he needs it, he's got to give it back. What's the point? So it says, the Sri De'esh, he says that you're correct. Seichel, it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense at all that such a mashkin should work. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one second. There's two parts over here. There's Seichel and there's Rachmanus. Seichel dictates two people yelling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person who lent the money. Rabbeinu Shloinim. You know, I need to get back that money. If I don't get back that money, I'm in trouble. Okay? Why am I in trouble? Because I'm going to be a little less richer than I was beforehand. Okay? And therefore, Hashem, I want to hold on to that mashkin. That is a way I'm going to secure my payment. So he shouts out to Kodesh Baruch Hu that. What does the Oni shout out? Rabbeinu Shloinim. What am I going to sleep on tonight? I haven't got the basic needs for what I'm going to be cold. I'm going to be hot. I'm going to be not... So here we have one person yelling out for getting back more money, and we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, yeah, and we have the Oni yelling out for Rachmanis. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should just know, you are logical, you're correct, you're entitled to get back your money logically, correct, but this Oni is asking for Rachmanis, and when we have Rachmanis versus logic, Rachmanis takes prime position. Why? Because when you shout out, Hashem, I want my money back, and he shouts out, Rabbeinu Shloim, I don't have anything to sleep on, V'hoyo ki yitzak elai, when he'll shout out to me, Ushmati, I'll listen to him, ki chanun oni, because Rachmanis comes for anything else. One of the concepts of knowing that Torah came from Sinai is Mishpate Hashem emes tzodku yachdov. It's Mishpate Hashem emes tzodku yachdov. It's a tzedaka and there's Mishpate Hashem. It's both together. The difference between knowing that Torah Shebal Peh, that Torah, that Ben Adam Lechaveroi comes from Sinai, or Torah Ben Adam Lechaveroi comes from logic, is sometimes when there is absolute logic versus Rachamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rachamim takes the lead. When it comes from Sinai, Rachamim takes the lead. I will happen to your money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. You do what has to be right, I'll make sure you get your money back. That's not the point. That's your nesayim. But this is the difference between living in a world where we make up the laws and living in a world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes up the laws. So here we have already two chilukim. If Torah comes from Sinai, then it's not our logic. And sometimes a person will have to give away more than he has to. And sometimes, as we just said now, the second din is that sometimes Rachmanis takes the lead. If it's logic and Rachmanis, then Rachmanis takes the lead. In both these cases, the person who is the malva, the lender, or the person who is the giver, ultimately we see as losing. If it be logic, I'll be allowed to keep it. Yeah? I'll give him a lesser tefillin. I'll keep his mashkin. Now, because Torah came from Sinai, I'm going to be losing. I have to give away my nicest pair of tefillin, and I've got to be giving back the mashkin, and I can't hold on to it. So in both cases, it seems that a person actually is losing by Torah coming from Sinai. Reb Elias says a fantastic vort. It sounds Hasidish. It sounds Hasidish. Yeah? But if there is a Hasidic Shavuot that's said by a Litvak, this is it. The Pasuk says, it's a beautiful Vot. Second. In Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk talks about over there, talking about shomrim, a person gives somebody else a matter to look after. The pasuk says, "Im lo yimotze haganav," if the ganav is not found. But nikrav, I cannot go into the context. But nikrav balabais elalekim, and the balabai should go elalehim according to some should go to the basedin. Im lo shalach yodoy b'mleches re'eyu, that he did not steal the matter that belonged to his friend. In other words, he claims that it got stolen, has make a shvur that it was not, that it was stolen from him and doesn't have to pay. Okay. Now, says Rabbi Elia, a person who sits and learns a whole day in the base of Medrash, it's very clear how he comes close to Rabbeinu Shloim. It doesn't take much of a seichel to work that one out. He's sitting there the whole day learning Torah. He said, how does a balabos, how does a guy who's not sitting in the base of Medrash, how does he come close to the Rabbeinu Shloim? He's not learning Gemara. He's not necessarily doing chesed. How does he come close to Rabbeinu Shloim? How does he grow in his connection to Rabbeinu Shloim? Says of Elia, the nikra balabais elalekim, the balabos, can come close to Rabbeinu Shloim. How? Im lo shalach yodoy b'mleches re'ehu, if he does not steal from his friend. In other words, how does a person who's at business, how does a person who's at work, in the office, how does he come close to Rabbeinu Shloim? How does a balabos come close to Rabbeinu Shloim? If he keeps the halachas ben odom lechaveroi, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to. The nikra balabais elalekim, the balabos can come close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu simply by im lo shalach yodoy b'meleches re'eyu, if he does not steal from his friend, not because I want to make sure I stay out of clink, not because I'll be catched by the IRS, But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to keep that, Im lo sholach kodem lech Yisrael, that is how he can become great to Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, lo osa chen achol goy, umishpotin bal yedom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo osa chen achol goy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not do to the same to all the goyim, umishpotin bal yedom, they don't know the mishpotin. So Rav Gedalia Shor asks, of course goy know mishpotin. There's courts of law. There's plenty of laws and statutes how to run life. What does that mishpatim balidom? The goyim did not know mishpatim. So he says that the gamlus over here is that a person can become close to the Rabbeinu Shleilam by just keeping the mishpatim. If we know that we keep him ben adam lechaveiro, we're not stealing, not because it makes sense or not because it's illegal according to local law, but Kodesh Baruch Hu told us not to. That connection, because that we know that Torah of ben adam lechaveiro comes from Sinai, is something that can make us close to Rabbeinu Shleilam, as if we're sitting learning in the base medrash. V'nikra balabayis el elikim, im l'sholach yodim lechas re'eyu. This is something that's unique to Yidden. U'mishpotim balidom, goyim do not know how you can come close to Rabbeinu Shleilam by just simply keeping law. You keep out of jail, don't come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. Because we know that Torah came from Sinai, it's all logic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the time comes that we sometimes got to give up our logic for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that is how the Bala Boss, who is just simply not stealing, can come close to Rabbeinu Shleilam. Beautiful, beautiful thought. But I want to just finish off with one stage further. We said the pasuk beforehand, Kihi kasusa levada, hi sim losoi. We're talking about giving back the mashkan, and it's the only clothing he has. Bameh yishkov, what will he sleep on? For hoyo ki yitzak elai, and it will be that when he calls out to me, ushmatin I will hear ki chanun oni, because I have rachmanas. For hoyo ki yitzak elai, who will call out to whom? Who's calling out to whom?
The oni.
Yeah, the borrower is calling out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'hoyo ki yitzak elai, and it will be that when the borrower would shout out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shlomo, gevalt, he's not giving me back my mashkan, I haven't got my pajamas for tonight, and he starts crying, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will listen, kichanan oni, I will hear. That is a posh pshat in a posuk, no doubt. The Bali Tosfos on Mefarshim on the Torah say different pshat completely. They say, we're talking about over here, V'hoyo ki yitzak elai is not when the malva, the lender, is not doing what he should be doing. We're talking about kihi kisusa levadahi sima la'oir of my yishkov, what will he sleep with? And we're talking about when you're right, the malva understands that this is correct. If I don't give back the mashkan, this poor guy's going to lose. And he gives back the mashkan. V'hoyo ki yitzak elai. When the Oni will call out to Rabbeinu Shleilam and say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, look what wonderful Yidden there are. Look at this. He may not get back his money, but he's willing to give it back the mashkan, because there's a mitzvah, as I say, to give back the mashkan. Ah, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Mika Amcha Yisrael, look after these people, have rachmanis on them. For Hoyo Ki Yitzak Elai, when he'll shout to me in appreciation, when he'll cry to me with such love for Klal Yisrael, Ushamati, I will listen, Ki Chanan Oni, because I appreciate rachmanis. Because that is what I believe is important. That's what the Bali Tosfos say. For Hoyo Ki Yitzak Elai is not talking about when the malva is doing something wrong. It's talking about when the malva is doing something right, and the loiver, the borrower, appreciates that and shouts at Kodesh Baruch Hu, help Klal Yisrael. That's one pshat. But my Rebbe Reb Chaim says another pshat. And he says, this is based on a vort from Rabbi Sol Rishner. Rabbi Sol Rishner says, Mishpatei Hashem Emes Sodku Yachtov. The Mishpatim Hashem Emes Sodku Yachtov. It's Tzedek Yachtov. He's saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I Mishpatei Hashem Emes. Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the greatest of respect, I am telling you that your Mishpatim are correct. Mishpatei Hashem Emes. Shkoyach, thank you very much. Yeah, you little nothing, human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Mishpatim are correct. Who do you think you are? Mishpatei Hashem Emes. Of course Mishpatei Hashem Emes. What kind of thing is that? Any haven't been otherwise. Says we saw originally like this. The Mishpatei Hashem Emes Sodku Yachtov is pshat like this. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes into account every single element of the chain of events that will happen to one person before he punishes them. There's a big tshuva in Rav Meisha about taking out life insurance policy. Because taking out life insurance policy can actually damage your health. Now you have all different, you know, all different warnings on life insurance policy. It can actually damage your health. Why? Because it could be that al pidinei shemayim, this person deserves to die. But if he dies, what will be with his amon and yisoyim? His children or his wife do not deserve to suffer poverty because of his death. And because he's a breadwinner, he's bringing in the money. Ultimately, they're going to suffer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu may keep him alive just to make sure that his children and his wife don't suffer by him dying. Right? Now there's a life insurance policy, and if he dies, they may do a lot better than he does. But he's alive. It may be HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his wife to become rich now. Right? So life insurance policy will actually kill the guy. So Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva whether such a thing is a correct thing to take a life insurance policy or type of life insurance policy, etc. Why? What's that?
Make your wife take out the
knife. No comment. V'hoyo ki Yitzhak... Yeah, now. So Mishpatei Hashem emes sotku yachtov is pshat. When a Kodesh Baruch does emes, he doesn't just see one thing. Sotku yachtov puts everything together and then he passes what should be done. Says Rav Chaim, what that means is that anywhere along the line, if one person will suffer when he doesn't deserve to suffer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would change the judgment of the original din. So he says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk over here. Here we're talking about, it's a Mechudosh Pshat, but we're talking about the case where this man borrows money, the loiver borrows money from the malva, the lender lends to the borrower, and the borrower gives his pajamas to the lender. Right? And the Pasuk says, what's happening over here? B'mei Yishkov, this man. Yeah, we asked before, there's threats and there's... V'hoyo Yitzhak Elai. Why is there threats and rewards in the same Pasuk? The Teretz is not. It's not. It's talking about beautiful Pasuk. No threats over here. It's talking about B'mei Yishkov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Klal Yisrael, understand that Ben Odom Lechaveri Halochus are not based on what I can grab. They're based on compromise. They're based on rachamim. They're based on my seichel. They're based on look at the other person what he's going through. Every day he's got to come along, knock on your door and say, can I please have my pajamas? And every day you've got to give him back his pajamas. And this Gvir thinks to himself, looks in his walk-in closet, and there he's got his stacks of beautifully folded and ironed silk pajamas. Right? And he thinks to himself, Nebuch, this guy, how embarrassing it must be. Every day he's going to knock on my door and fetch his pajamas and I open the door and give it back to him and thank you very much. He opens the door, can I please have my pajamas? Yes, he can. Thank you very much. Nebuch. Yeah? B'mei Yishkov. He thinks to himself, B'mei Yishkov, Nebuch, what does this guy have to sleep on? Of course I've got to give it back to him. V'hoyo ki Yitzhak Elai. And it will be that when the Gvir shouts out to Kodesh Baruch, Ribbon Shem, have rachmanos on this poor guy. Nebuch, look at him, look at this oni, give panos to Klal Yisrael. Why this? Mahoyo ki Yitzhak Elai. When the Gvir will shout out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the Gvir takes it personally, when he starts suffering because another Jew is suffering, then it's not that oni doesn't deserve to suffer anymore. Because why should the Gvir suffer? We have a principle before, Mishpatei Hashem Emes, Tzodko Yachtov. The oni may deserve to suffer, then the Gvir may not. And therefore, when he takes it personally, Mahoyo ki Yitzhak Elai, he starts crying out, Ushamati, I will listen. Ki chanun oni, because I run mishpot in a way that no person should suffer if he does not deserve to suffer. That is rachmanis. This week's parasha is not about grabbing away from somebody else. It's not about throwing the book at the other person, saying halacha yichayev. Chayshem mishpot is right to the end of the Shulchan Aruch to tell us that you don't compromise in any other halacha besides when it comes to monetary laws. But the Torah tells us, B'sacheni, that when it comes to monetary laws, when it comes to Mishpatim, it's close to as possible to Sinai, to tell us, it's not about logic, it's not about what you think is important, or what you think is correct, it's about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes is correct. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs, Hilchus Bet Adam Lechaveroi, is different to the way the rest of the world runs it, and it's different to the way what you believe is logical. It's all about Rachamim, it's all about Pshara, it's all about seeing the other person's pain. And by doing so, not only do you have the right pshat, not only do you change sometimes what you believe is important. Yeah, not only will you give away the tefillin of Yeshua Lei Misasov, not only will there be a situation where you are yearning to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to be with my money? Yeah, you won't let it go. You'll give away what you have to do according to halacha. But you can actually make the world a better place by looking how the other person's suffering, by looking what the other person needs, crying out to Rabbeinu Shlomo, give him the panos of Rabbeinu Shlomo, make his life better. And by doing so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu al pidin will have to make the other person's life better. Not only are you keeping the halachas yourself, but you can actually better the world by knowing that Torah comes misinai. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim, ma'ele misinai, af'ele misinai.
Yeah, that was good.